Welcome to Chiropractic Leaders Audio Experience, teaching students to be successes of tomorrow, helping doctors get to the next level. Here's your host, Dr. Joseph Clarino.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of ChiropracticLeaders.com. I'm Dr. Joe Clarino, your host. Welcome to another one. I'm super excited today. We got some new guests here, and I'll let them introduce themselves in a second. But in the meantime, the usual four suspects are here.
Dr. Matt.
Dr. Ray.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Nick.
So I've been lucky enough to have two new team members join the team. One of my other team members has already gone to chiropractic college, and I have another one just applied, so we're losing another one to school. So although I'd hate to see them go, if they're going to do anything, I'd rather see them do chiropractic. So I'd love to introduce one of my newest team members, and she's been in the chiropractic world for about a year and a half now. And introduce yourself, tell you a little bit about yourself real quick so they get to know who you are.
My name's Maddie, and I started working at a different chiro office last August. I've been getting adjusted since I was 7.
Awesome, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's something I have a passion for, helping people find their true health.
Phenomenal.
My name's Melissa, and I have been doing chiropractic for a little under a year. I guess I started in January. My background is physical therapy and personal training, so I just really just want people to get well and to make a difference in somebody's life.
So it's funny, man. One of the things about teams is that, and I've really learned this over the years, and I've learned it the hard way, is that teams lead by heart. You guys lead by heart. Like, if you're not heart-driven, then it doesn't work, right? It's just weird. So if your CA isn't heart heavy, then it doesn't work. Like, it just doesn't cut the mustard. And if they're not heart heavy, they should be doing billing. Like, yeah. They should be in the back. You know what I mean? Don't let them talk to people. Put them in a closet, lock the door, and like, lock the chain. You know, like, don't let them
in. That's out. Susan. We don't talk about her.
Yeah. And you put bread and water under the tub, under the thing. But that's what that's about. You know what I mean? And so you can obviously see that passion is their forefront of what they want to do. And what's interesting is that that'll translate right into the practice. 100%. So what we talked about earlier was like, we are just they're the captains of the ship, and we're just what?
The mates.
We're the mates, man. We're just the swabs. We just clean the deck, right? We've raised up the, what's that thing called?
Sail.
The sail. Thank you.
You sure you're working on a boat?
Yeah. No, no.
The mast.
The mast. Yeah, that's the proper terminology.
So, not a sailor.
So today we went by, and you know, these guys are getting towards the end of their peak, Dr. Ray and Dr. Nick, and I said, hey, man, what's some gaps that you think, you know, give me some big gaps. And both of them, and even Dr. Matt was like, you know, I really want to go over scheduling more, and we don't think we've ever done one on scheduling, so we said, all right, let's break it down. Let's go over the scheduling side of things. And to kind of go big level, let's talk about big level and break it down. What were the two big points that we went after?
Time and space,
right? So Dr. Nick, give me the time, like, why, what's, give me some of the high points of time.
So when we talked about time, we talked about just factors such as like therapies and adjusting flow. We also said, like, don't let the patients run your office because you go crazy doing it. You got to set the schedule so you have control of your time.
So what happens often, Dr. Ray, when you're stood off and you're not as busy? What does the typical doctor do?
Typical doctor would want to spend more time with their patients, but it can get sloppy because we start getting new patients in, and it's like, oh, you spent this time with me at first, but now you only spend this amount of time with me. Like, what's up with that?
Right, exactly. And Melissa, why do you think doctors spend more time with their patients at first? What do you think that issue is?
I think they just want to get to know them and keep them and make sure that they get enough quality time with them.
But what does that boil down to?
Value.
You get it? So what happens at the beginning is so often is they throw the schedule out the door and they think that value is means time. Right? And I argue with my doctors all the time. I said, look, if there was less value in time, then I would never be seeing the volume I see. You get it? Mm-hmm. People that see 1,500 people a week would not be seeing 1,500 people if time was not of a value. Like, it's not about the amount of time you spend, it's the quality of time you spend and the, what you're doing inside the table. And when you start off, you're so upside down in your thinking that you think that if I don't spend 10 minutes with them, how do I charge them $60? So, like, your mind's all backwards in that. And I gotta tell you, the more time you spend in it, the actual more you water down the value. It's so opposite of that. So scheduling allows you that freedom to control your time so that you build your value. Control your time, build your value. Control your time, build your value. And do not flip that script. If you flip the script, you're going to lose. Guaranteed, 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 guaranteed. And here's what happens. Once you think about it and finally figure it out, and exactly what Dr. Ray said, Dr. Matt, right? And then all of a sudden you start tightening your schedule up. What are those people going to say?
Oh, they're going to say, oh, he's cheating me out of, you know, he's cheating me out of my adjustment.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's cheating me out of my adjustment.
It's
so
too big for me.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what happens? We did that, man. We would – every time we – every time we grew, we lost 20, 30 people. I lost 20, 30 people.
Wow.
And it was funny. I got to a point where I lost 20, 30 people, and I was like, all right, here we go. They're like, well, and we're like, my team's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, whoop, that's great. 21 out, that's the weeds. We just picked the garden. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Let the grass come in. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, we would have flowers, grass, beautiful lawn, you know what I mean? And that's what happened. And then after a while, you get comfortable, and what happens? Weeds start to come back in, and if you don't pick the weeds, you can't grow. Mm-hmm. And that's such a big thing. And your schedule is your boundaries, is your guideline around that realm to allow your garden to be beautiful and lush. If not, you're going to let weeds in, and weeds kill grass. Weeds kill gardens, period. There's only so much air, only so much oxygen, only so much minerals in the ground. And if you let them in, they're going to steal them, right? And it's that simple. It's that easy. So we went into time, and one of the hardest things is, I think, for teams, and Marty, I'll go to you on this one, is when we talk about landing the planes, just talk about that for a second, how we went through that analogy and how we set up some of the times to try to create that. And coming from a different office, you had a good understanding of this, which I was blown away by. But for other doctors out there, they have no realm of what this is. Just give them from your perspective. And the reason I want her to give this to you is because this is a CA's perspective, not me telling you. This is someone doing it in the front and actually running it. And I just love the perspective where she came from with it.
So when I started out, my coach always told me, be the air traffic controller and protect your doctor. So when you've got 15 patients coming in at 9 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning, and you've got a new patient phone call, like, wants to walk in the door in 20 minutes, you've got to be able to know your schedule and know the people that are coming in. So if your doctor's going to take an extra 5 minutes with Sally because she, I don't know, hurt her back.
Right, she blew her spine out that day.
Right. You have to know to read your schedule, read your patients, but also accommodate everyone's time and understand that this new patient's in chronic pain, so they need to be seen, but you've also still have, I don't know, 10 people in your hot seat.
Right. So landing the planes, right? Right. So I call it the triage. Mm-hmm. So if you have a plane in the air and there's no fuel in one plane, and the other plane's got a paper cut, and the other plane has an engine out, and the other plane, the co-pilot had a heart attack, you got some issues up in the air, right? And you better figure out who's coming down first, and by priority.
Yeah.
It's no different when people walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You're landing planes 24/7. If your team does not understand that, what they're going to do is they're going to think every plane's the same, and they start landing planes. People die that way.
Yeah.
Like physically, like, things get screwed up and everything dies. So you don't want to do that, right? So Dr. Oz, when we set up a schedule for adjusting block, let's break that down for me. Tell me what we do for that adjusting block. Let's base it on a single doctor so people can understand that.
Well, we emphasize a lot in pre-framing.
Right.
So let's
good. To go into that. I like that. Yeah.
Prioritizing, if you have patients that need more time, put them at the end of the block, of the adjusting block. That way, they take, you know, the time, the rest of the time with the doctor. You don't actually put the doctor really busy in the front with people waiting to get adjusted.
So let's unpack that for a second, because that's...
So pre-framing, let's say,
yeah,
paperwork. They come in the office. In the call, you tell them that they need to fill the paperwork before they came in the office. So they already have that in their back of their mind.
Right.
So if they don't fill the paperwork, they're not gonna be seen.
Right.
So they come in the office, they didn't fill the paperwork, they already know they're not gonna be seen. So you already pre-frame that. If you don't pre-frame that up front in the phone call, when they get in, if they didn't fill the paperwork, they're gonna get upset, or they already have expectations that are not gonna be met, and they're probably not gonna come in.
And what's so cool about that is when you pre-frame that, like from a new patient perspective, if they don't fill the paperwork out and they show up and then you and they come in and they don't have it, well, now they know it's on them, right? But here's a great thing about that. There's another layer to that is now they understand that this office has expectations and agreements.
You set the expectation the life of a patient.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Done. Check. Off the... Now, that patient knows that this... I can't come in here and be the crazy. I'm not going to run the asylum. Mm-hmm. And if you don't stick to your guns on that, you know what happens? That patient's going to try to run the asylum.
Yeah.
They're going to be the rogue. And then the rogue becomes a freaking heavyweight that you're constantly carrying around. And guess what? It's a weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weed. And eventually, you know what happens? You pick that weed. You get rid of the weed. And that sucks because you put a lot of time and energy into something that if you would have gave that expectation in the beginning, clearly and set and understand the right. I always said it's like throwing a bowling ball and having the gutter guards in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give them the gutter guards, man.
Hey, I don't know who say like people need to be lead. Like
yeah.
they like to be,
mm-hmm.
they like you to lead them.
Yeah. And then it's so true. Like people are sheeple, right? And sheep are led. And if you don't lead them, they're not going to understand how to follow. So today I had a patient, just a quick side note. She came in and she was talking about her thyroid. And she's like, oh, yeah, I really got to do this. And they're doing this. And I feel like they're just searching for answers. And I said, well, what are you doing? Why aren't you seeing me? She's like, honestly, Dr. Joe, I can't afford you. And I said, can I be blunt? She's like, yeah. I was like, you sure? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you can't afford not to see me. I was like, you either going to keep chasing your tail and chasing medicine, which is going to keep throwing darts in the dark, or we can get to the bottom of it and fix it. You choose. I said, let me give you one more analogy. If you blew your car up today and you blew your transmission up and it cost you $4,000 to fix it, would you fix it tomorrow? She's like, yes, I would. Why? She goes, because I got to drive my car. I said, so you're the car. Fix the transmission. Get over it.
Boom.
Boom. Done. She goes, I'm going home to talk to my husband tonight. It's great. I can't wait to see you in an appointment. Is that certainty or is that certainty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm going to help her?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is that if you don't have that mindset of what you're doing and why you're putting, and your schedule is that, you got to have the anticipation of what you want to do. If you want to see 100 a day, then you should set it up. I don't care if you're seeing 2 a day. You set up like you're seeing 100 a day.
Mm-hmm. Act as if, not as is.
That's right. I always say that. That's like my favorite thing. Act as if. Act as if. And what happens is so often we get in practice and we act as what we think they want and not what you want, and then it screws it all up. And those are the practices that sit there and putter for 3-4 years like I did, and they putz and putter and putz and putter, and they don't go nowhere until you put your foot down and go, boom. And all of a sudden it goes, and it turns and goes and takes off. Just this podcast, if you follow what I just told you in that, it'll change your practice just because of that. That's such a simple concept. But owning it with certainty and owning it with reality in the very, very beginning, it literally would have changed my whole freaking – I didn't have to struggle for 4.5 years when I first get in there, right? So what else we talk about? We talked about putting our specials in. We talked about putting – how do we block that out? So we have a block of adjusting times.
New patient block.
New patient block.
Reports.
So let's talk about some time frames on these. Like, let's put some time around, because I think some of these doctors have perceptions of what it should look like. So let's talk about the time. So you guys can break it down.
So we start at 9 o'clock. The first 45 minutes are all adjusting times, and we base on how many people we adjust based on the speed of the doctor that's adjusting. So all the front desk people know exactly how fast each doctor adjusts. They put, like, me and Dr. Joe on the floor. We can get 20 people in
half hour,
yeah. Right. So they do that. And then that last 15 minutes of the 45-minute block is any people that might be coming and have, like, a progress report. Because that way we have to spend, like, an extra minute or two with them. They're not in the middle of the block throwing everyone else's time up because we have to spend more time with them. So we basically fill up your spots on how many you can adjust. If there's anybody that needs a little extra work, you throw them at the end of the block so you're not bogging anybody down. And then after that, you have a 45-minute block for any specials, which is new patients, progress exams, progress reports, better results faster, reported findings, things where we can get off the floor and help other people without messing with our adjustment times.
Dr. Ray, give me some times, like time around the specific of those things. So those, it's great to schedule them in blocks and have a landing of what that looks like. And visually, it's better than a podcast. But give me some, and that's why when we're going over this stuff in the club, I'll be doing this visually so you can get it. You know what I mean? But give them times around it so they understand, like, how long should adjustment be?
Yeah. So here at Sugar Hill Spine Wellness, it's we say three minutes.
Three minutes. 35 minutes. He said almost 35. He almost got his foot stepped on. That kicked under the table.
But yeah, adjustments, three minutes. In those exams you were just talking about, new patient exam, anywhere from 25 to 30 minutes. The progress exam, probably about 5 minutes.
Is it really 5 minutes?
Sometimes it goes over.
Yeah, because it goes over.
Yeah.
Right. But now, realistically, it should be 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. And so now, does it happen? Yeah. Does questions come up? Concerns come up? Yeah. Listen, you have to be empathetic with people. You can't be like, oh, 5 minutes. Sorry. Peace out. Dr. Jones said 5:01. You're out of here. I mean, you can't do that. Yeah. So again, that's part of the living thing of this fluidity of a schedule. So what happens is you put these schedules in place, and what often happens is your team gets locked in on a schedule. And they live inside these rigid walls, and they're not rigid. They're ebb and flowing, and they move like water together, right? So as it comes this way a little bit left, a little bit right, the schedule moves with it. It's a breathing thing. You don't lock it in because life isn't perfect. Mary doesn't show up at 5 o'clock on the nose. Mary shows up at 4:45. Mary shows up at 5:30. Now, does that mean we could always accommodate Mary? No. But sometimes Mary's been on time for the last freaking 20 visits, and Mary shows up at 5:30, and she's stressed out of her mind because she had traffic. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make Mary happy. We're going to calm her down and get her under control and be like, Mary, you never miss your appointments. You're always on time. You reward her. Mary, great job. You're doing excellent. You've always been great to us. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure that one of the doctors sees you. They're in their off adjusting time, but because you've been such a great patient, we're going to make that exception today. Boom. What does that do for them? Oh, Mary, by the way, don't pull this shit again because you're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
But Mary, because you've been a great patient, we're going to let it happen today. If you don't pre-frame inside that realm, Mary is all of a sudden going to become a sloppy patient. Do you understand how important these little details are? Mm-hmm. And it all lives around the schedule, but the schedule is your guideline to what it does. It's not rock solid. It's fluid in nature. It's a guideline. It's a schedule. But you got to hold it, and that water becomes really quickly through your hands if you don't control it, right? So it's this weird balance between being fluid and being liquid, like where just you lose it, versus being a solid thing where it's concrete. And it's just this hard balance. So hopefully that was some killer insights to that, guys, today. Great podcast. Looking forward to the trainings. Room 149 CCE every Wednesday, 12 o'clock. Those of you who want to get down and dirty, we're still doing team building this quarter. Next quarter is all on traction. I will be announcing next podcast the immersions for students that want to come out and do an immersion, and we'll be announcing our first philosophy on the water at my lovely new home next year, which I'm super excited about. So we'll be doing some really cool stuff next year, and then we'll also be announcing private dinners with couples for chiropractors, where I'll be having a private chef come to the house. We'll be inviting 4 or 5 couples to come up and stay with us, and we'll be doing some down and dirty going through life and work as a chiropractic couple. So I'm excited about the future. Hope you guys all had a great holiday. See you next podcast.
See you guys. See you.